We are starting installation of Windows XP. We want to run automated system recovery. We are supposed to press F2, but since we do not want to recover, we want a fresh install, so we are not pressing anything. So since this is virtual machine, the setup is working really fast. When you boot from CD DVD, it may take up to 2 to 3 minutes for setup to come at this stage. When it displays this message that setup is starting Windows. Now we have to pay attention to the bottom line where it is written enter equal to continue, R equal to repair and F3 quit. There is option for repair. If you want to go into repair mode, we can press R. Then it will ask us password for administrator user of Windows. So it's not any administrator. The username administrator is there in Windows. We will have to enter its password. We get 3 chances. If we don't enter correct password in 3 chances, then the CD will reboot. If we enter the correct password, then we are allowed to do basic repair work. So if the master boot record is damaged or some other kind of small file is damaged and we want to replace it with a Windows file which comes with Windows setup, then we can do such simple repairs from that repair mode. Since we are going to install a fresh copy of Windows, I'm going to press enter here. After we press enter, it asks us for license agreement. So if we press escape again, the setup will quit. If you want, we can press page down to read the complete license agreement, or as we can press F8 that we agree, and then we can go to the next screen. So I'll press F8 here. Now it is showing us the hard disk space. So this virtual machine, I've given some 40 GB of hard disk. So we have 40 GB hard disk attached. Again, when you look at the bottom screen, there are 3 options, enter to install, C to create partition, F3 to quit. If you press enter here, it will create 140 GB partition C drive and it will install Windows on that. But that is a bad idea, because if there is only one partition, all our documents and personal files will also be in that partition. And whenever there is some virus problem or Windows crashes and we have to reinstall Windows, then we'll lose our data files, or we have to first backup our data and then only after backup we will be able to reinstall Windows and then we have to restore. So all these problems are there. So to avoid that, what we'll do, we'll create 2 partitions. One say C partition of 20 GB and another data partition of 20 GB, and partition of 20 GB will install operating system, and in data partition of 20 GB will store our files. Anything happens to our Windows partition, we'll reinstall Windows, but nothing will happen to our datas, and we don't have to backup and we don't have to worry about restoring. So as it is written in the bottom line, C is for creating partition. I'm going to press C. So when we press C, it asks us what is the size of the partition you want. So it is giving us the amount of hard disk space left, which we have not partitioned yet. So since it's a 40 GB hard disk and we've not created any partition, we are getting entire 40 GB. I'll erase it and I'll write 20 GB for C partition. Now you have to notice that the size is being specified in MB. So 20,000 means 20 GB. And again, you have to look at the bottom line, enter to create, escape to cancel. So if I don't want to create this partition, I can press escape. But since I want to create a 20 GB partition, I'll press enter. When I press enter, it has created a C partition. This partition is not formatted yet, so there is no file system, FAT or NTFS on it. Once we choose to install Windows, Windows will create a partition, file system on this partition for us. Now still 19 GB free space is left because we have 40 GB hard disk and we have only created 20 GB C drive. So what we'll do, we'll create another partition of 19 GB. Again, I'm using the keys mentioned in the bottom line, so enter to create. So I'll just press enter because we want the entire space left for the D drive. So now we have 2 drives, C drive and D drive. It is labeled E. Probably it is going to name the CD DVD drive as D. And so the hard disk drives will be C drives and E drives. So this 8 MB partition space which is left, it is because of the rounding rules. So hard disk partitions or file system partitions, they have to be on cylinder boundaries. Since when you try to create partitions on cylinder boundaries, sometimes some 7-8 MB of space will be left, but on a 80 GB or 40 GB hard disk, 8 MB space is negligible, and anyway we can't do anything with it, so we'll ignore it. So I have a choice now on which partition to install operating system. I will install operating system on C drive. Now to install, as you can see, there is a enter button. If we do not like the current partitioning system, if you want to change it, there is a D option, D to delete partition. You can press D. It may ask you to confirm that you want to delete by pressing L or enter. You can confirm and you can delete the partition, and then you can again create some other partition, say one of 30 GB, one of 10 GB, and so on. But since we want 120 GB and 119 GB partition, the current partitions are fine. So we'll continue the installation by pressing enter. Now when we press enter, it is giving us four options: whether do we want to format the partition using NTFS, whether we want to use FAT, and the both options we can do a quick format. Now full format helps if you want to scan the entire hard disk and you want to write zeros there so that nobody can recover what was stored on this operating system or on this hard disk before, or if you are unsure that the hard disk can be physically damaged if it's a very old machine, so that you want to ensure that before the setup starts the entire hard disk is perfect and you do not get an error in middle of installation. But since this is a virtual machine, I know there is no problem with the hard disk, and I do not want to spend time writing zeros on the entire partition unnecessarily. So I just want a file system, file allocation table to be created and installation to run. So this is the best option. Now between NTFS and FAT, FAT is not a very reliable partition system. If power failure happens, if you shut down the PC by powering it off directly without going through shutdown option, then file system may develop errors, and FAT is very prone to errors. So every time or every 2-3 times you start PC, you have to scan and make sure that the FAT file system is free from errors. NTFS, it maintains a journal, so it is more, it can handle direct power off, power on without any kind of problem. Also NTFS supports security. So if you are hosting a web server, or if you are having a MySQL server or any other kind of service on your local Windows machine, then some of these things may not work if you have a FAT file system. Especially some web server, Apache or IIS, they may not support FAT file system at all. So in such cases, you may want to use NTFS. So the only advantage with FAT is that it is much faster. There is also a limit on the maximum size which you can file you can create. So on a FAT file system, you cannot create a file of size more than 4 GB. So if you try to store ISO image of say latest 10.2S, which is 4.3 GB in size, you cannot do it on a FAT file system. So all these restrictions are there. The only advantage of FAT is it's extremely fast compared to NTFS, because there is very less checks and there are no security checks which are done when you are using FAT file system. At present we will go with NTFS. So I'm pressing enter here. Now setup will format this 20 GB drive. You have to understand that the other drive which we created, the E drive of 19 GB, will not get formatted now. After the complete setup is over, after we boot into Windows, once we click on E drive in Windows Explorer, we will get an error that the drive is not formatted, and we will get a prompt: do we want to format it, yes or no? Then we'll format it. Now since we have started the setup, it will copy some of the files from CD to the disk, C drive, for the installation. After the files are copied, it will reboot and we will get a graphical installation wizard. After a while, graphical installation wizard will ask for like serial numbers and PC name, administrator password, those kind of things. After we enter them, Windows setup will get completed and then we will boot into Windows. So at present it is copying files. Again, because this is a virtual machine, the copying is going on very, very fast. When you do this process on a normal machine, it may take up to 10 or 12 minutes, sometimes even up to 20 minutes. So you have to be patient while this things are getting copied. If your CD has some kind of error, then it will prompt you that this file cannot be copied or this file is missing. Then you may get option for abort, ignore or continue. Most of the times it's safe to ignore the error and continue, because it is rare chance that that file will be very critical to Windows and that Windows may not work properly without it. And also, if you are going to install a new service pack over this, then most probably all the critical files get anyway get replaced because of service pack or Windows update. So it's not a problem. If one or two files on the CD are damaged, you can safely ignore and continue. But if possible, if you have a better CD, Windows XP CD for installation, which doesn't give any error while installation, then it's better to install Windows from that CD so that you do not face any operating system crash problems. You can also see the name of file being copied at the bottom right corner. It is telling which file it is copying. So with the help of that, we can understand the progress. There is also percentage progress bar which is shown on the screen. So if at all you are worried whether the setup is hanged or whether it is going on slow, so you can keep looking at the file name. If file name is not changed in last 2-3 minutes or the percentage is not increased, then it is possible that the setup is hanged. Then we can restart the setup from beginning. If 2-3 times setup has hanged, then you should try other CD. If it is hanging from 2-3 different CDs, then it is possible that the hard disk is having some problem. Then we should go to, if it is a Seagate hard disk, we should go to seagate.com and download Seagate C tools. With the help of that, we can scan the hard disk, whether it is having bad sectors, whether there is some physical problem with the hard disk. In case there is no physical problem with the hard disk and still the setup was failing again and again, the next chance is that the RAM is damaged. So it is not necessary that if RAM is damaged, the system will not work at all. Sometimes RAM have some 1-bit or 1-byte errors, because of which the setup may not work perfectly. So there is some memtest CDs. You can search for memtest on Google. You will get some ISO images. You burn those ISO images on CD and you boot from those memtest CDs and you can test the RAM. If at all there is any problem with the RAM, those CDs will report that the RAM is damaged and then we need to replace the RAM. In general, if both hard disk and RAM are fine, then the Windows installation should not crash and it should work smoothly. So either here now we can wait 15 seconds for the Windows to reboot, or I'll just press enter so that Windows reboots. Now after reboot, again because CD is in drive, it will ask us press any key to boot from CD. So we don't have to press any key to boot from CD now, otherwise the setup will start again from scratch. We don't want to start setup from scratch, we want to continue the old setup. So we'll let instead of booting from CD, we'll boot from hard drive. Windows setup so far has created a bootable hard drive which will run Windows setup. CD still needs to be in the CD drive, but we don't boot from CD, we boot from hard disk. Setup will use CD again and again for doing the additional installation. So now we have got a graphical screen for Windows installation. It displays some messages on the right side and some progress and how much time is left for the installation is shown on the left side. We also see a progress bar on bottom right screen of the screen, some 5 green dots. So with the help of that, we can know that the setup is actually working and the PC is not hanged. If for some strange reason PC has hanged or if setup has crashed, then that scroll bar will stop. So now as you can see that Windows setup is trying to install devices. And this setup time, which is shown here, it's approximate. Based on your system, it may take sometimes 1 hour to install XP. On average system, it may take half an hour. If you have a very modern, very fast PC, you may install Windows XP in 10 or 20 minutes. So as you can see, it is showing a lot of informational messages on the right side that we can use Windows update for staying up to date and other features of Windows. So while the setup is not interactive, it is just displaying some messages. You can read all these messages and later on explore them more so that you can get the maximum benefit out of Windows operating system. So now, so you may see two cursors, one is the actual cursor, OS cursor, other is the virtual machine cursor. So anyway, now it is asking us for the which region we are and which language. If we want, we can click here and we can set location to India. So if we want, we can, so regional option, your own format. So if you want, you can choose here India and click OK. Anyway, it doesn't make much difference. So even if you leave it to United States, doesn't matter. Keyboard and other language, we leave it to English. So we don't have to click on this details button. We'll click next. And it is asking the name. So we can enter our name. It is asking name of organization. So we can enter name of organization of our university. Then we can click next. Now it is asking us product key. So product key comes with the Windows CD. So on the back side of Windows CD, when you purchase Windows, you will get a product key. So I've entered the product key which I got with my Windows experience installation. Now it is asking computer name, so we can give any computer name. Say I give Windows XP and administrator password. So we can leave this administrator password blank also, but the problem is anytime anybody wants to use administrator account, he just has to press on the welcome screen control to delete twice. And then he'll get a username password dialog box. There he can enter username as administrator, leave the password as blank, and then he can log in as administrator into our system. Since that is not a desirable situation, I'll enter some administrator password here. So that now Windows XP will by default have two administrators. One administrator is this user with name administrator. The other administrator will create once the setup is complete. So in case there is any problem with the other administrator, any virus, or if we forget password, we can always go to this administrator user and reset password for that user, or we can delete that user and we can create some other user. Now it is asking us time zone. So time zone we can enter as +5:30 India, and other settings are correct. So I'll just click next. So in case there is a network card on your motherboard which the Windows has detected, then it will also go for this installing network. In case there is onboard network card and but in motherboard is not recognized by Windows, then you will not get this option. But if you have add-on network card or network card, or if your motherboard is very common and Windows comes with drivers for that network card and Windows has detected that network card, then it will ask you for network settings. Since we are not in a domain setup, in companies we generally have domain and work group and we join those domains and stuff. Since this is a normal local machine, we'll just use typical settings. It will ask us for the name of work group, so you can leave as work group or you can also enter IIIT. Then click next. So almost all the questions have been asked. Now the Windows setup will continue based on the choices we have given. And once the setup is finished, the PC will reboot again. And then we'll get some welcome options and options to create a username and whether we want to enable Windows updates or not. So it is showing us what is progress on the bottom left in the green progress bar, how much installation is completed and how much time is left. Again, the messages are informational messages are displayed on the right side so that we know we can know more about the Windows operating system. Again, because this is a virtual machine, setup is working really really fast, but on normal machine, if it is average machine or if it's an old machine, then the setup may take long time. So you have to wait till the setup finishes before we can start using Windows.
Gracias.
So Siteup is also telling us about Windows Explorer or Internet Explorer, which comes with Windows XP, which we can use to browse internet. And it is telling about some extra features with the help of which we can share photos, etc. So while the setup is going on, we can read this message on the right hand side and wait for the setup to complete. So it is telling us about remote desktop features of Windows, with the help of which we can connect our machine from anywhere and then we can work on Windows XP without being physically located near the system. This is one very important message that if you are using LCD screens or laptops which have LCD screens, then you should change the screen type to clear type. So once you right click on the Windows desktop, you go to properties, there inside you get some options where you can change the screen type to clear type. By default, Windows will not do it for you even if it detects it's a LCD screen, but the readability of font increases considerably once you change the screen to clear type. So if at all it's a laptop or if it is a LCD screen, we should change the display to clear type. So it's telling that Windows XP is more stable and they have some rollback features for the drivers. So setup will complete in few minutes. And then probably the machine will reboot and we'll boot into Windows for first time. It may ask us to press OK if we feel the resolution is fine or if you, and then Windows will boot. So now Windows is installed and the machine is rebooting. Now it is asking us whether we are able to see things properly or not. So we have some 30 seconds time to click OK. That yes, we are able to see and that the resolution is fine. Normally on normal desktops it may not take this much time on while you are at this step, probably because it's a virtual machine. Windows is trying its best to determine what kind of hardware is there. Since it's a virtual hardware, it's taking so much time to detect probably the monitor, keyboard, mouse and other things. So now Windows has detected what kind of monitor, keyboard, etc. we have. And it's trying to display some animation. Since I'm on a network, I'll display press escape key to disable the animation. Then we have welcome message. I'll just click next. On bottom right corner of the screen we get next. So there is some problem with the GUI recorder. Probably it may not be visible in the final video, but when you are actually installing Windows, on bottom right corner you have a next option. So I'll turn automatic updates on because it protects our system from new attacks and our systems will get automatically updated. Since it's a licensed copy of Windows, we don't have any problem in
turning automatic updates on. If it is not genuine copy, then probably automatic updates will not work, and then you are supposed to purchase proper copy so that you can get this benefit of updates. Again, I'll click next on the bottom right corner of the screen. After choosing that yes, I want to enable automatic updates. Now it is checking internet connectivity. At this time we just skip, and then it asks us whether we want to register online with Microsoft. We'll just choose no, we do not want to register online with Microsoft. We'll click next. Now it is asking for us to create the user. Now whatever user we create here, this is going to be administrator user. So I'll just give it some name. Say I can give my own name, Saurabh. So it's, I prefer not giving any space here, otherwise there are some softwares which try to install or create configuration files in your home folder, and because there is a space here, they are not able to understand or operate properly. So it is preferable if you do not keep any space in your username. So it's just keep your last name or first name, rather than keeping first name space last name, which creates problem for some of the softwares. Again, I want to create only one user. I've written the name, my name. I'm going to click next. Once I click next, the welcome screen has finished. Now I've got a finish option. Once I click finish, so since there is only one user and there is no password for that user, Windows will automatically log into that user, and that user is also administrator user. So it is not a good idea to work as Windows administrator user, because any virus or any kind of mistake will cause problems. So it is preferable if you go and create another user, and then you work with that user. Whenever you have to install software or do some other manipulation which requires administrative access, we should come to this administrator user. Normal work we should do from some guest account. So probably you want to go to control panel, users, and users and groups, and then you want to create a guest account. Since this is just demo, I'm not going to do all that. You would also have to install some drivers. It is possible that drivers may not get detected for your machine, so you will have to install drivers and display drivers, sound drivers, motherboard drivers, etc. And you also probably would want to install antivirus so that your machine is protected. So that was a demo on how to install Windows XP on your machine, with brief description about the different choices and how they affect your final machine. So.